Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, do you think hanging family photos in your house means you're narcissistic?
Wow.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend's freak flag was really unexpected.
It involved a tongue.
It did. There's a link to where you could buy one.
Yeah, sure. What'd you learn from the show? We get in a little too deep with our setting the bar story.
And Ben does more oversharing about his bad driving habits.
Okay, sure.
You do this to yourself. You know that, right?
All right, enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
You get any damage with the storms that rolled through last night?
I mean, I don't know. Remains to be seen, but we were in the basement till 10:30.
Yeah, it was pretty wicked there for a hot minute. I mean, it came hard and fast, and it blew in, blew out, and yeah, there we are. A lot of people still without power here this morning. Hopefully, you didn't sustain too much in the way of damage.
We hadn't paid much attention either, and we were going to bed, and I heard the siren. And so got everybody up, said, hey, I think something's going on.
Yeah.
So then we went down the basement and turned on the weather and yeah. Okay. Then all right. Then
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then
it was, my daughter is like a little meteorologist now, and she had been tracking these storms all day and was just hey,
you guys are aware.
Yeah. Yeah. We were aware. And she was just like, I'm worried about this. They're saying, it could produce tornadoes and all that stuff. And we're like, well, you know what? Normally they kind of miss Louisville. Usually it's to the north or to the south, but rarely is it right through the center of the city. And so, it produced a ton of like just wind here in the area, some crazy thunderstorms and all that stuff. So, like I said, hopefully it didn't sustain too much damage. I want to say that they are expecting, a Wave News storm tracking team is expecting another alert day on Wednesday and Thursday with some storms in the afternoon, because it's going to be cold today. Like, this is the highest it's going to be temperature wise, 57. It's going to dip down to like 40s. And then it's going to...
Which our bodies are no longer prepared for that.
Yeah, well, then it's going to get up to...
80 degrees, we're not ready for that.
Right, it's going to get up to 80 on Wednesday, and then crazy storms, and it's going to get back down into the 50s. So it's a little wild weather here for the Louisville area, but nothing that we're not used to.
I know we're used to it. I don't like
it. I know. Just because we're used to it doesn't mean that we have to like it.
Exactly.
All right. We've got a bunch of stuff to get to here on the show this week. We're going to hook you up with tickets to see Cinderella at Whitney Hall. So that's a good excuse to get dressed up and go out. So we'll hook you up with those tickets all week here on 99.7 DJX. Plus a feel-good story on the way next.
A trolley driver in Philly is getting some attention for just being awesome.
Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So a news station in Philly did a feature on a Metro driver named Tracy. She's got a great attitude. People love her.
Mm-hmm.
She drives a Route 36 trolley through Southwest Philadelphia, and which the Transportation Authority serves about 750,000 customers each workday.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy's trolley's different, though, because you'll get motivational placards, notes, messages along the inside of the trolley. Her philosophy is just spread joy and make everyone feel good.
You coming in my house, I want to greet you. I want you to feel good. I want you to have a nice time. But we're the frontline workers, so we're going to be the first thing that the passengers see when we come down the street. You never know what type of day that they might be having, so I just try to be the person that can make them smile. And it's just motivation. So I just try to make everybody feel good, and I always throw up little hearts, show, I love you or whatever. They can be standing outside, and I'll just throw up hearts just to make them smile. Even when my coworkers ride past, I don't know what type of day they might be having.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that great? She's just a big batch of sunshine when you're like getting on the trolley to go to work.
Sure.
And she's just an amazing example of maybe, the type of person that you want to be going into work today.
Nice.
You can see her story. We'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Time. time for some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy, You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy that I hold in my hand.
That's had some staying power. That trophy's been around for quite some time.
Yep, absolutely. All right, losers go first. I believe that was me, Kelly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So my grandpa came back from the war, with one leg.
Ooh.
Yeah. Still don't know who it belongs to, but, you know.
Should probably figure that out.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My husband calls me a skeptic.
Okay.
But I don't believe anything he says.
Ah, yeah. You know what? Something's fishy about that. Kelly, the best trick to not cry when cutting an onion.
Yeah.
Is to not get emotionally attached to the onion.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
See me for more cooking hacks.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I asked my doctor if I should have kids after 40.
Okay.
He said no. 40 is more than enough kids.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, Kelly, I called in sick and told the boss I had rectal glaucoma.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just couldn't see my butt going into work that day.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, I called in sick from my job.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, and when I came back, my boss yelled at me for missing work. Mm-hmm. I told him he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually miss it at all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't miss it at all. Kelly, on my way to work this morning, I yelled, "Cow!" at a woman riding a bicycle. She gave me the middle finger.
Yeah.
Told me to blank off.
Yeah.
Then hit a cow.
Yes, you were trying to warn her.
I was.
She just didn't know.
She didn't know.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Wife says I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Husband says, "Hi, pregnant, I'm dad."
Uh-huh.
Wife said, "No, you're not."
Ooh. Wow.
Awkward.
Wow.
Awkward.
Hey, Kelly, why aren't dogs allowed in bars? Because they can't control their liquor.
Yeah.
Then things might get rough.
Yeah. Anymore?
No.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
They say 3 out of 5 people suffer from a chronic disease.
Okay.
Does that mean 2 of them enjoy it?
That's a good point. Hey, Kelly, what do dogs and trees have in common? Neither can file taxes.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
That's a true statement.
It's not really a joke. It's more of a just truth.
It's a statement. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
This is from Marsha.
Uh-huh.
What do the movies Titanic and The Sixth Sense have in common?
Okay.
I see dead people.
You know what? Too soon.
Is it too soon?
Nah, too soon.
Apologies.
Too soon. Kelly, a plague, a common cold, and tuberculosis walk into a bar.
Yeah?
Bartender says, "What is this, some sort of sick joke?"
Too soon, Ben.
Too soon?
Tuberculosis, a little too soon.
Oh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Horse walks into a bar.
Oh.
Bartender says, "Hey." Horse says, "Sure."
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Kelly, what rock group has 4 men that don't sing? Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Sure does. Hey, Ben, after months of getting in trouble, the principal suggested I take my kids to a child psychiatrist.
Okay.
But I flat out refused.
Oh.
I don't think children should be psychiatrists.
Oh, yeah. They should probably be out playing.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Kelly.
Yeah.
I had to break up with my wife.
Oh, no.
I know. She kept making fun of me for being colorblind.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge gray flag for me.
Absolutely. You can't see red. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Lady golfer came in from a round on the course.
Okay.
Golf pro asked her how she did.
Okay.
Terrible. I got stung by a wasp.
Oh, no.
Where'd it sting you? Between the first and second hole?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, first of all, your stance is too wide.
I knew what the punchline was before I even got there. That's why I couldn't even. I couldn't even. First of all, your stance is too wide. Yep. Yep. That's an ouchy one. Got to put some ointment on that one.
Ouchie.
Oh.
All right. The skirts.
Well,
golfers, they wear the skirts.
Enjoy the trophy.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose. Listen, I could imagine that probably you are in danger of getting a DWI right now.
And you probably have no idea.
Yeah, it's a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do.
Okay, so if you can manage to make it through the day without drinking too much caffeine, then you're doing okay.
Why is that, sir?
So this lawyer in Texas is saying, hey, caffeine, coffee, any sort of energy drinks, those could also get you a DWI.
What?
Yep, here he is.
It's a DWI, meaning driving while intoxicated. That intoxicated portion can be alcohol. Now, other substances, including caffeine. Now, let's be honest, we don't see that happen. Somebody has too much caffeine, DWI. But it's a good example of it can be any other substance.
Yeah, so he's basically saying, look, it doesn't have to be alcohol to get a DWI. It's just driving while impaired. So it could mean you're all hopped up on caffeine. There was actually a guy in California back in 2015 who was pulled over for driving erratically. Caffeine was the only thing in his system, and they got dropped after they couldn't prove that there was enough caffeine in his system to be, like, intoxicated from it, you know?
Right.
But in theory, yes. If you have one too many espressos, then perhaps you, too, could be pulled over for driving erratically for a DWI.
That's crazy.
I know, that is crazy to think. I do.
So many people drink coffee.
Well, yeah, or energy drink. You know, you grab an energy drink on the way out and you're kind of hopped up, you're feeling jittery, and it causes you to do something or it causes you to react in a way, then, you know, you could get busted for that too. So just another thing to worry about here this morning as we begin the week here on 99.7 DJX. You're welcome.
Wow. Okay, good news.
I will say that now this is kind of shifting gears just a little bit. My dad got a ticket for speeding while on a bicycle.
Wow.
It was
How fast was he going?
He was going downhill.
Okay.
And it was a 25, and he got busted for going like 28 or something.
Oh, wow.
But the cop pulled him over. He was on a bicycle. And I remember I don't know, like father, like son, kind of. I got busted by a bicycle cop while driving in a car.
That is so wild.
It's so wild.
That is so wild.
I don't know if you have any random, like, hey, this is the most weird way I got busted by a police officer, but I would love to hear some of those stories if you got them. 502-795-1997. Out with friends over the weekend recently. And we were, like, exchanging pictures on our phone, like showing pictures on our phone of like the family and stuff like that. And they showed a photo of like their family. I was like, oh, that's a framer. Put that one up. And then it was something they said after that made me like, And I thought I would toss it out here as almost a normal or nope sort of scenario. Okay.
Okay.
So it was, I would never. And I was like, you would never what? I don't hang family pics in the house because it's narcissistic.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, okay, aggressive much. I'm going to need you to back down.
Dang.
I just said that was a framer and that was one that you should hang up. And then you're all coming at me with, I would never. Anyone who hangs photos, family photos, is narcissistic.
Yeah, they just called you a narcissist.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. We all live in the house. We know what each other's looked like. You know, it's weird to go into people's houses and see pictures of them.
I have a ton of pictures. Like our entire upstairs hallway are like some of our favorite beach pictures from like we got professional photos taken on a beach when the kid and some of our favorite photos, and I framed a bunch of them and put them in the hallway upstairs. We have a gigantic framed picture when our daughter was a baby. We had this photo session done with the family after we did professional pictures when both the kids were born. And we've got a bunch of those framed and hanging around the house. I guess I must be a gigantic narcissist. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these are family memories. They're like, those are amazing pictures. Yeah. We want to see them.
And that was kind of my argument. It was like, well, don't you want to remember
their memories?
Things that you've done and places you've been and things you've experienced together as a family. Like,
how is that different than like photo albums? Well, you just put them on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, on the wall. Well, and I said, okay, so I have the screensaver on my television in our main living room.
Narcissist.
It just scrolls through our photo album that we did of Italy.
Raging narcissist.
Right, exactly. And the response was, it's borderline.
Borderline?
I went like, borderline?
It's Italy.
I know. So I think you and I are both saying the same thing, thinking that, no, this ain't normal to think that. But does anybody?
No, it's normal to put pictures of your family right. on the walls or frame them on the shelf.
Right, right. But does anybody consider family pictures hanging on a wall in your house to be narcissist?
I will say this. There is one picture done that I thought, oh, there's no way I could keep that or display it. Our wedding photographer, one of the things he does is he can turn one of his photos to look at like a painting. Mm-hmm. And he did that with one of my bridal sessions. Like I went and got a bunch of pictures taken, just me and my dress. And he did this amazing portrait of me. And it's gigantic. He had it put up in this ornate frame, and it was sitting at the foot of the staircase at the Brown when I was there to get ready for my wedding. And I was like, wow.
Okay. So
it was gigantic. Like if he thought about giving that to me, there's no way it wouldn't fit on a wall.
So possibly. How big a picture would then be caused to say, well, like if
that's
it's
a little much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So is it the size of the photo that matters?
Well, apparently not to your friend. If it's just on the wall, framed, narcissistic. But I would say if it's gigantic, if it's maybe the size of a big TV. Maybe.
Now, I could see where maybe boudoir photos.
Oh, no, don't display those.
That are taken, that you're very proud of.
Yes, but no, those are meant for a specific set of eyes.
That you have those displayed in your house somewhere.
Yeah, no, that is no. I don't. No one needs to see that.
I could see where that maybe could be considered narcissistic, but
we had an engagement picture framed, and then the matting around it, we had people sign, from the wedding. We display that because again, memories.
Yeah, see, I think that would fall under the narcissistic category.
I'm a raging narcissist.
Well, apparently I am too. Yeah, apparently I am too. So anyways, I thought that and I was like, wow, mind blown. I never even considered that as even a thing. Now I'm like, well, what photos do you have up? And they're like pictures that I've taken of scenery and stuff. Right. Exactly. Interesting.
But what happens if you're looking real cute that day?
I know, right?
Remember it.
You want to preserve it and remember it. Well, yes. Apparently that's just good enough for your phone and not enough to frame and put on your wall. All right. So we're going to say that is not normal.
That is not normal to be called a narcissist for framing photos of your family and putting them on the wall or the shelf.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we could all come to an agreement on that.
Yes.
Because I was feeling some sort of way.
I'm feeling attacked.
Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jennifer's reaching out. Hey, Ben Kelly, need your help because I just learned something about my boyfriend of 2 years that absolutely shook me to my core.
Okay.
Up until now, I thought he was a solid 10. Looks, personality, the whole package.
Nice.
But then I caught him licking our cat.
Sorry, what?
Yes, you read that right. He insists on licking her to bond with her like a mother would.
Oh.
And it gets worse. He actually bought a tongue licker online specifically designed for humans to wear so they can properly groom their cats.
What?
He swears this is normal because they make a product for it. But I need to know, how many points does this take off his hot scale? And more importantly, what else am I going to find out about him if it took 2 years for this freak flag to reveal itself?
Wow.
I mean, on one hand, I'm happy he feels comfortable enough with me to lick a cat.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, ew. So please tell me this isn't a thing.
He's a 10, but he licks his cat.
He licks his cat.
With an appendage that he bought online.
Which I did some research.
Did you? They have them?
Of course.
I'm assuming.
Amazon.
Yeah, of course.
Of course on Amazon. There's lots of different kinds. They all have the same basic design. Some are more hard plastic. Some are like more silicone.
Wait. Describe what these look like.
Okay, so you know those fake lips, wax teeth or whatever.
Okay.
It's kind of like that concept, but like it's a... like a tongue thing.
Like you grip it in your mouth between your teeth.
Yes, you grip it in your mouth, and it's got like, it's, it looks like a little brush, a tongue with prongs.
Okay.
And it goes down like along your chin.
Listen to us talking about it like it's normal.
It looks like a tongue sticking out of someone's mouth, and then you, so it's, but it's plastic.
Like a long plastic tongue sticking out of someone's mouth that has.
Use it the same way a cat would with the motion of brushing your cat with this plastic tongue sticking out of your mouth.
Wow.
So it's not, he's not actually using his own tongue, which I feel like we're all relieved about, right?
I mean, I think a lot of people are rolling in going, hey, at least he's not doing it with his actual tongue.
Yes, so, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we're all like feeling gratitude that that's not what he's doing.
So are we good with that?
This product.
So we're good?
I don't know if that makes it better. But see, yeah, like got a text. Still a huge red flag. Not normal. Even though he's not using his actual tongue for the licking. Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's more of a gag gift. When you look at it, it's kind of labeled as a gag.
Listen,
gift.
Is this a deal breaker though? He licks his cat. Don't you do weird things around your animals?
That's kind of in a lane of its own.
Like dressing your animal up a little costume?
No, they hate it. I mean, we try to. We put them on. We have bought Halloween costumes and we get like a picture out of it and then we take it right off because they hate it.
Well, if they didn't hate it, you'd probably keep them on them, right?
Sure, why not?
See,
I
keep little shirts and little sweatshirts on my dog, Dougal, because without it, he looks naked. And then that's just grotesque.
Oh, okay. Halloween costumes on pets, not unusual.
No, that's not unusual.
Pet stores sell, exactly. A lot of people do that. I'm not putting clothes on the regular.
Oh, but little t-shirts and sweatshirts for a dog or an animal, I don't think is out of the ordinary. I think that's fine.
Are you doing that with
Dougal? Yes, of course.
Every day?
Not every day, but I feel like if he's not wearing it, I feel like it's a calming device for him, too.
Oh, it's okay. So do you think you sense that he's unhappy if he's not wearing it?
Well.
Is that what you're sensing?
I'm saying that we like him better when he's wearing
a little
hoodie or a little t-shirt.
I got it.
You know, we got him this little Bucky's hoodie and it's so cute.
Wear the Bucky's merch.
He's got a little hoodie and he's got the
Of absolutely. Course. Got a text. A little weird. I certainly wouldn't call it a red flag though. Guy just loves his cat. That's all. LOL.
Yeah, see, I
think it's sweet. He's trying to bond with his animal.
Like, I do think I would feel bad that, you know, wellness check if the cat gets sick or, you know, God forbid passes away anytime soon, because I'm sure he's very emotionally attached to that animal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It sounds like, okay. Oh, Jamie says many dogs have PJs. We listen. Don't judge, Kelly. Okay.
Yeah, see?
All right.
That's right. I feel like Dougal, you know, at least he's a better dog when he's wearing his little shark PJs.
Oh, he is? All right. He's behaving better?
Yeah. He's just a little cute boy.
Okay. Do you think he's cowering over in the corner being quiet? Because he's like, I hate this. I hate this.
Hey,
hate
you know
this.
What?
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
If he's not acting the fool, then that's
then
great.
It's fine?
Then it's fine. All right. 502-795-1997. You can either weigh in on this, or you can give us the freak flag you discovered.
Okay, make her feel a little bit better about that. Let's all start sharing. And so then she's like, all right, puts it in perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Share us the freak flag that you discovered about your partner. Maybe their habits with their animals. Maybe
or
something weird
own.
About. Yes, or your own. 502-795-1997. That's what group therapy is all about. We're all in this together. I think we need to clarify something real quick. It's 99.7 DJX. Our group therapy, like, let's give Jennifer's boyfriend a little bit of credit. He's not licking his cat with his own tongue. He's using a prosthetic tongue, okay?
It's a plastic tongue. We linked it what we think it might be like.
Yeah, we don't know the exact we don't know the exact product, but
guessing it's in the comments. On Facebook, so you can do some shopping.
Yes. If you so desire. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But yeah, a lot of people were saying, no, there's a lot of parasites that can come from licking an animal. Just again, we see your concerns, but he's not.
Yeah, he's using not using his actual, tongue.
Yeah.
So does that make it better?
It's a little borderline, just depends on just how uncomfortable it makes you. Brooke says there's always a little crazy with the hot.
Yeah, see, it goes back to the hot crazy factor scale, right. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, where is the threshold when, you know, it doesn't matter how hot they are, their crazy outweighs it.
Yeah, and maybe that's what she just kind of like revisits it with him to say, hey, that just kind of took me off guard a little bit because
I think it's a big deal. I really don't.
Never heard of anyone doing that.
Just because
like,
you never
where'd
heard.
Where'd you get the idea?
Just because you never heard of anybody doing it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's
no.
Just something new that you can, and maybe you can try it yourself.
I don't think she's doing that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Why don't
you show that you have the same interests that your boyfriend does?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's not going to happen.
Speaking of freak flags, Becca says he talks to the Roomba like it's our child. He'll say, good job, buddy, when it avoids a chair and, oh no, be careful when it bumps into something. I think he loves it more than me. Talks to the Roomba like it's a child.
I love it. It's kind of like his little personal robot.
Yeah.
He wants to have a relationship with it. I think it's great.
Andy says he refuses to watch the last episode of a show. He'll binge watch an entire series, won't finish the final episode because he doesn't want it to be over.
What kind of, what in the world?
What in the world?
That is, no, you finish it so you can move on to another one.
He says he still hasn't finished the Friends finale. I don't want it to be over.
That is psychotic. Psychotic. You have to.
See, now we're judging
you can
other.
Go back and rewatch it.
Now we're judging everyone else's freak flags.
We are a little bit. A little bit. How can you not finish anything, though?
Oh my gosh. Someone texted in, Casey texted in the picture of Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
The dad, he's wearing like the bra that has like the nipple, the human nipple on
it. It's like a fake breast attachment so that men could feel like they could breastfeed.
Yeah.
Like, I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? That scene. Yeah.
Jen says, freak flags, he sleeps with one sock on and one sock off. I don't understand this logic. How is that comfortable? Are we warm or cold? Pick a side.
Well, I think we want to be a little bit both. It's balance.
Well, maybe. Is that I feel like that's kind of like throwing the leg out of the covers when you're sleeping.
Yeah, I think that could be.
Yeah. Of course, I can't sleep with socks on. Doesn't matter how cold it is. I can't sleep with socks on.
I might get it. I might climb in with them on, but I'm taking them off within like 5 minutes.
All right. So, hey, Jennifer, I don't think that's a big enough freak flag to like deuce and like say deuces and leave. But yeah, that's, I would suggest, even though Kelly says no, that you try it yourself.
No, she's not going to do that.
And see if you can show interest in your boyfriend's habits.
No, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, she may not even be a cat person at all. So it was probably already.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little shocking just to begin with. Sure.
Yeah, unfamiliar territory just being around someone that's got a cat and really, really, really loves it.
All right. Well, hey, if you've if you want to see the product, like Kelly said, she tossed it in the comment section on Facebook.
For research purposes.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show. It would be a great gift for the cat lover in your family.
If you buy it, please let me know.
How much is it?
$12,
oh,
something
see?
Like that.
That's affordable.
It depends. There's a couple of different options. One was like $5 and one was like $12.
Oh, you definitely want the $12 model.
It's
because
$12.45.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's probably higher quality.
Yeah, there's a brush, there's a scratcher.
See?
And there's a scratcher and a brush.
Perfect.
So you can get it set for $14.45.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Like I said, Jennifer, I don't think that's a red flag enough to like call it quits. just understand it a little bit more. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, just have a little follow-up conversation. Just maybe ask where he got that idea, and there you go.
That's your group therapy on 99.70JX. All right, let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It, okay? And introduce you to Stephanie calling us from Seymour. Hi there, Stephanie.
Hello.
Stephanie has got dark brown hair with a little bit of red highlights. Love it. Is 5 foot and is an art teacher.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, I'm elementary art.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, you know what? My daughter's worst grade in her academic career was in elementary art. She got a C minus. Want to know why?
Yes.
Because she just didn't turn stuff in.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
And I was like, what? Even the teacher's like, every week you got to turn in this sketch. Even if you're running low on time, you can do it on a napkin at a restaurant and turn it in. And I just didn't know she wasn't doing that.
It's like, Mom, I just didn't like the way my turkey looked with my hand.
Like, Mom, I don't like art. I'm not good at it. Like, well, you have to try. And that is how I learned I need to watch my daughter's grades more closely.
This is all very telling, isn't it? Oh, Stephanie. All right. We'll keep up the good fight. Okay, Stephanie. All right. For kids like Kelly's kid. All right.
Hopefully you have students that are turning stuff in. That's my point.
Right. So, Stephanie, we're going to toss 60 seconds on the clock. Fire 10 pop culture questions your way. All right.
Oh, God.
Okay. Like, I didn't know I was going to have to work.
Listen, you're a teacher. This is kind of your world, right? A little pop quiz?
No, not really.
That is, it's art. You're right.
No, not really. I love it. Stephanie, you'll do great. Trust us.
You're going to be amazing.
You're going to be great. All right. Just answer as many as you can. U of L's head men's basketball coach is... Pass?
Pass. Okay. No idea.
That's a cat fan right
Cowboy
there.
Carter was the name of which singer's latest album that embraced country music?
Pass.
Okay. Alex Cooper is the host of which popular podcast that covers relationships and celebrity gossip?
Pass.
Which rapper just headlined the Super Bowl halftime show?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Oh, yay!
In Cinderella, at midnight, her carriage turns back into what?
A pumpkin.
Yes. Music producer Benny Blanco is engaged to which former star of Wizards of Waverly Place?
Pass.
Okay. Chris Kirkpatrick was just in Louisville for a boy band symphonic performance. Which boy band was he in?
We'll go NSYNC.
Yes.
I have no idea.
The espresso martini is the viral cocktail that became popular after being featured on The Real Housewives of which city?
Atlantic. I have no idea.
Atlantic. That's the city of Atlantic. Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't have known that either. I've watched zero of those shows.
Oh.
Yeah. Not one.
Stephanie,
it's
got.
Okay, Stephanie, maybe she got a C minus in this one.
You got three right.
I'm surprised I got three.
You know what? After the first few, I'm kind of surprised you did too.
I was just glad you got one.
Oh my gosh.
This is great.
Let's go through some of these. U of L head men's basketball coach is.
Heard of Pat Kelsey?
That's a no. Cowboy Carter was the name of which singer's latest album that embraced country music?
Beyonce.
No, I hated that song.
Yeah, no.
You hated that song. It was an album.
An entire album. They gave, like, what, an Album of the Year award to at the Country Music Awards?
It was a Grammy.
Oh, it was Grammys.
Right. Alex Cooper, the host of which popular podcast?
Call Her Daddy.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's okay. You're in the art world.
It's fine. She's busy teaching young people.
Music producer Benny Blanco, engaged to which former star of Wizards of Waverly Place?
Selena Gomez.
Yes. And then the espresso martini viral cocktail that became popular after being featured in The Real Housewives of...
Not Atlantic. But New York City.
New York. Yes, New York City.
All right. Okay.
You know what, Stephanie? You did terrible, actually.
It's okay, though,
If you were one of our students, we would have given you a please see us after class note on your exam.
This is dumb stuff, though. It's dumb. Like, you're fine for not knowing it.
Stephanie... We're going to hook you up anyways, okay?
All right.
Thank
That's
you for
awesome. Thank you.
participating in our dumb little show. Please enjoy the performance, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hang tight. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
See, I feel like if my daughter would have had her for art, she would have gotten an A+.
Are you saying that Stephanie just doesn't care if people turn in assignments?
No, I think she would have been on it. She would have let me know if she wasn't turning.
Oh, okay. Let's not question Stephanie's teaching skills
no,
here.
No, I feel like she loves her students. She would have let her know.
All
let
right.
me know.
All right. There you go. Minute to Win It there on 99.7 DJX. A lot of ways to get a hold of us. You can always text us, 502-795-1997. Message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this from Kelsey.
Good morning, Ben and Kelly. Just wanted to follow up about your chat about butt cracks.
Which, by the way, was a great way to start. Let me just follow up with you about your chat about butt cracks.
For reference, that was a stupid fact of the day. So I'm a nurse in the ICU, and yesterday my patient was telling me that her butt crack hurt, and her dad chuckled and said, I doubt there's a medical term for that. So I followed up with, well, actually, it's intergluteal cleft.
Oh.
I played it off like I learned it in nursing school. But thank you for making me sound smart about butt cracks.
Oh, my gosh. That is magical.
How do they not teach that in nursing school? I feel like if that's a thing, they should add that to the curriculum, right? In like basic anatomy or something, right?
Well, I mean, or leave it to your old pals Ben and Kelly to educate you on that.
Do we need to do like a special seminar?
A special seminar?
Teaching you things they don't teach you in nursing school. Like proper medical terms for certain areas of the body you don't like to talk about?
Look, I mean, hey, there's all sorts of great names of body parts that are clinical names that we just don't use enough of.
Like weenus.
Yeah, weenus being
That's
the...
That's one of my favorites.
What is that? The elbow skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, your weenus.
Yeah.
You know, and you can talk about, my weenus is dry and crusty and,
right.
You know...
I need to put lotion on my weenus.
Yeah, put lotion on your weenus. Yeah, for sure. Things like that.
Someone's just hearing that and they have no idea what we're talking about because they didn't hear the explanation of what that is.
It's all right. Talking about clinical terms and the fact that an intergluteal cleft is actually the clinical term for your butt crack. And
yeah.
The fact that we have taught Kelsey and helped her in her real everyday life.
As a nurse in the ICU.
Yes. That is fantastic. And that just goes to show that, yes, the stupid fact of the day may be stupid, but.
But we could practically be nurses?
No. But there can be some redeeming qualities to this.
Some legit learning.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So.
That's great. I just love with the gleam in your eye that you get when you get some level of validation.
Yes. Because I don't get it from you, Kelly.
Well, no, because most of the time you find these quote stupid facts on like the weirdest corner of the internet. You find one site and you run with it. That's typically the source.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So when you stumble across one that has some sort of validity to it, what a day.
What a day indeed, Kelly.
What a day.
And we must rejoice that. So what else?
Gold star.
What else have you learned from the show? Would love to just, you know, maybe a couple examples. We don't need to go crazy here because I know really we'd be probably reaching for a lot if we asked for a lot.
If we could just get a couple though, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Sure. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories. Thanks to Kelsey. She's a listener. She just reached out and said, hey, want to thank you for teaching me about the intergluteal cleft, aka your butt crack. Came in handy when she was telling some patients in the ICU that is the medical term for the butt crack because the dad was like, I bet you don't have a medical term for that one.
Yep.
And she was
she's like,
you know what?
Oh, contraire.
I actually do. So there you go.
I love that she passed it off that she actually learned that nursing school and not from a dumb radio show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for sure. Well, she knows I took a half a semester of pre-med, so it's...
Oh.
Kind of
practically a professor.
Yeah, it's kind of like learning.
Uh-huh.
So what else did you learn from the show? Mandy said, I learned that people have the weirdest reasons for ghosting other people. Like, who knew eating pizza with a fork could be a deal breaker? LOL.
Which is crazy.
Which is weird that those are the things that stick with you.
Right.
Things like that. I don't even remember that conversation that we had.
I don't either, but Mandy does.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes. Missy says, I learned every group therapy segment reminds me that my awkward moments could always be worse.
Yeah, that's
See,
true.
That's good.
That's true. Catherine says,
perspective.
I'm wrapping up my degree at Harvard, but I feel I learned more from this show. Hashtag haboob.
We're a cheaper education than Harvard.
Haboob.
That's
which,
great.
Which, you know, let's give you a little learning here real quick, because
if you were unaware.
Unaware, this song, Sandstorm by the DJ Darude.
Uh-huh.
So the technical term for a sandstorm is haboob.
And
all right?
We remind you of that often, mostly on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. We just try to like show you that, hey, there are things that you should know in this world, and haboob is one of them.
1,000%. And we typically get like a parent saying, oh, my kid's going to go say that at school all day long.
Yeah. Well, and we also get teachers that say, hey, thank you, because now I've got something to teach my kids today.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, we do what we can for you. So,
the
hey,
learning doesn't stop.
We literally asked for a couple and that's what we got. So that's all we need. All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Kelsey, for reaching out. We appreciate that. You can always reach out whenever you want. 502-795-1997 or at Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good. All right. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is pretty great. This is where the internet is doing internet things in the best way. An 81-year-old waitress in Pittsburgh can finally retire thanks to this random video that a customer took last week. That customer's Tammy. She and her young son went to go eat Eaton Park for lunch.
Okay.
Heard the waitress tell someone that she couldn't afford to retire.
Mm.
So Tammy posted this clip on TikTok, and she just kind of said, hey, if there's one of my videos that goes viral, let it be this one. Let's help this lady retire. Turns out the waitress is Betty. She set up a GoFundMe, and tons of people started donating.
Our server is probably in her 70s. I'm here with my son. And she can hardly walk. And we heard her tell the table next to us, because they asked why she was still working, that she only makes $910 a month on Social Security, and she has to still work because her bills exceed $910 a month.
I mean, I worked all my life and as a waitress and still can't retire.
How much is it?
Right now it's at $140,000.
What, $140,000?
Yes.
I guess I better get a financial advisor.
I guess so, right?
Isn't that precious?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I just checked. It's at $317,135 at this point.
Nice.
Like 869 people have donated. Pretty fantastic story. Just a simple post can be life-changing,
right,
and now
right.
Betty's going to be able to. And also, Tammy had some lawyer friends like set her up with a financial planner to help her manage her money and stretch it out so that she can fully retire.
Good.
Just pretty great. You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
Time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving gallon jugs of pee-pee in your neighbor's recycling bin, you're doing okay.
Why are we putting pee-pee in jugs?
No one knows!
Oh, great!
They've even caught the dude on camera, but it's too grainy to tell who it is or the license plate.
Oh, come on!
Here's the poor dude who's recycling bin has been victimized.
So I went to open the blue bin, and lo and behold, there was a nice deposit of gallon-sized bottles of urine.
Oh, God.
Gallon. Gallon.
I don't want to know how he discovered it was actually urine.
There were six of them, and I don't know why he's hitting the same location so many times. That doesn't make any sense to me. Please stop. Please, just don't do it anymore.
He's like, find a toilet. Just find a toilet.
Yeah, I mean,
a urinal.
Okay, because for one, you know it's a guy.
Yes.
It's not a female doing this.
No, we don't have that kind of aim. I mean, logistically speaking.
And for two, The world is your toilet.
So I'm not going to say that either.
All right, all right.
Find a bathroom.
Listen.
No.
You'll be driving on the highway, and you'll see those like gallon jugs that are like partially filled on the side of the road, and they're called something specific. I don't know what they're called, but they're called something specific.
Never seen that.
Yes, and they are from truckers who are trucking like long distances, and they use these gallon jugs, and they relieve themselves because they have a deadline to get to, and they can't stop. And so then instead of keeping them in the truck for when they get to a truck stop or whatever to discard of it, they just chuck it out the window.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have never seen a jug full of pee on the side of the road.
You never have?
No. Am I fortunate?
Maybe.
Okay.
So this, I guess this guy is putting them in recycling bins, which anybody who knows anything knows that you can't, you've got to clean out the container
exactly
before you recycle it. They're
right.
Not going to take a container that has like a jar
anything in it.
Like a jar of peanut butter. You've right. Got to make sure that the jar of peanut butter is completely clean
exactly
before you put it in the recycling. Otherwise, they're not going to take it.
Exactly.
So why do you think they're going to take your jar of pee-pee?
I need to know the backstory. Like, we need to find this person, say, why
yeah
do you feel like you need to pee in jugs?
The guy wants to know, too. The guy who's recycling bin, he's like, hey, would love to know why you're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why it's setting the bar story. Maybe you didn't know you're not supposed to do that, but there you go.
Find a bathroom. Find a bathroom.
Or find a tree. I don't know if you've ever tried to use the restroom while you're driving.
No.
But
that's not safe. How is that not? That's distracted driving right there.
But it is difficult.
What? Are you sitting here
admitting
that you have done that, sir?
There was a time in my life.
Ben Davis.
When I have done that. And it was a Mountain Dew 20-ounce container.
Because, of course it was a Mountain Dew container. That's even more insane.
Because I hit the road at night and I wanted to stay awake. And so I grabbed a Mountain Dew, 20-ounce Mountain Dew thing. And then, you know, about Indianapolis, I had to go pretty bad. It was late at night.
You're in Indianapolis. You couldn't find a gas station that was
open
to use the bathroom?
No, I'm between Indy and like Ohio or something like that. I'm on
I-70. You couldn't just pull over and go find a tree?
Kelly, let me finish my sentence. And I wanted to get there and, you know, I didn't want to have to stop. And let me tell you the fear that you get. And let me... That when you finally manage to make the connection, let's say, between human and bottle, make the connection between human and bottle.
I don't need this kind of visual in my brain, sir.
When you've done that while you're driving, one, yes, you're right, dangerous.
Don't do that.
Right, exactly.
Why are you explaining the logistics still?
And two, the fear that you have when you're not done and you're nearing the top.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like, there's more than 20 ounces in there, Kelly.
You can spare a minute or two to pull over and not have to have that.
Listen,
fear.
I'm
also
not saying...
Not have to have the safety.
I've done this a bunch. But I said there was a time in my life when I may have done that.
You
hypothetically, of course.
Have been a walking example of what not to do in so many different arenas.
So
driving being one of them.
Again, let's just all remind people that you've got to clean out your plastics and containers before you recycle them, regardless of what's inside.
Also remind you not to try to pee in a bottle while driving. Don't do that
either.
Sure,
of course. We could say that too. How did this become about me?
Because you always make it about you.
Just because I've lived a life that has some question marks doesn't...
I feel like we're connecting the dots as to how you've wrecked about every station vehicle
Listen,
that we have.
It's been a long time since I've wrecked a vehicle.
You call me a menace on the roads, sir. Pot calling kettle black.
I feel like I can say you're a menace coming from one.
Okay.
All right.
Menace identifies menace.
There you go. Okay. That's your setting the bar story. And I'm not even sure where we started with that
one. Sure. There's a bunch of them in there.
Yeah. Figure out which one applies and use it.
for the things that I...
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Jennifer's boyfriend who found a device to stick in his mouth to replicate a tongue and groom his cat with.
It sounds so bad when you just say it out loud.
Yeah. And she was like, whoa, that's a freak flag I wasn't ready for. And we have been dating 2 years. What else does he have up his sleeve?
Right. How am I just learning this just now, too? Is this like enough to be a deal breaker? I think people are kind of torn on that. I don't think it's necessarily a deal breaker. Maybe we investigate a little bit more. Like, what gave you that idea? Do we need to continue doing that?
I don't think. Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's a deal breaker. I just think that's a all right. That's an interesting little quirk.
Yeah.
And you know, I suggested maybe you try to learn. Show some interest in your boyfriend's activities.
No, we don't need for her to jump in with the cat licking.
We did get several people that were chiming in just with, like, their quirks, things that they discovered, freak flags that they discovered. My favorite being boyfriend talks to the Roomba, you know, the vacuum cleaner.
That's great.
That's
You're doing a great job.
Robot vacuum cleaner, like it's a human. Yay. Hey, buddy, get that one over there. You missed a little.
You ran into the wall there.
Oh, ouch. Did that hurt? Leave a bruise? Anyways,
that makes me laugh.
Yeah, you can catch up on the entire thing on the podcast. Just tap listen.
And by the way, I got a text from a husband who says, not me, the husband texting, it's not a big deal when my wife is saying it is.
I know, that is great.
Texting us.
I know, that is great when we get a division amongst spouses on our text line.
They don't always have to agree what to do.
No, they don't. You can hear the entire conversation. Tap listen at WDJX.com. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. You can always text us 502-795-1997. Our listener, who's dubbed himself the tattooed Mexican, says Buenos Dias, BNK. Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. Anyways, says, heard your What Is Your Quirk segment from last week.
Uh-huh.
Says, here's mine, because my wife, who is a listener, says...
Oh, Amber down the street.
Yeah, says this isn't normal for a guy, because when she introduces him to her friends, all they see is a 6'6", 280-pound tattooed Mexican with resting bee face. Basically an unapproachable-looking demeanor. So he's all like, when my wife tells people that I have this quirk, they don't see me as that kind of person anymore. He says, my clothes hung up by color. Long sleeves with long sleeves, short sleeves with short sleeves.
That makes me happy.
Fold my clothes like they do at department stores.
Yes.
Color coordinated in my dresser.
Extra credit points.
Boxer briefs, white undershirts, socks separated by color and size.
Oh, wow.
Tube socks go with the tube socks.
Yes.
Ankle socks separated all again by color.
Wow.
Also rotate that. So when he does laundry, he says the recently washed clothes go to the back and I bring last week's unused to the front so they all get worn in order all by color.
This is all an OCD dream.
Then he says, but wait, there's more. I also separate my work clothes from my good clothes. Work boxers, shorts, socks, undershirts to the right, good clothes to the left. Everything needs to be worn evenly.
That is outstanding.
I will
say, outstandingly rare. The organizational, the thought behind the organization, that is just over the moon stellar. I commend you.
You said it. When you said that is OCD's dream right there.
Yes, it
because
is.
I feel like that is the case. I did used to have like work clothes, school clothes, things like that, like school clothes and play clothes. Basically, the play clothes were school clothes until I wore holes in the knees and got them so dirty that, you know, the stains didn't come out. And so, you know, my mom was like, all right, those are your play clothes. You got to change into your play clothes.
Yes.
Now. But
I kind of done that with my son's closet, like school clothes are kind of in this section. You got your hoodies in this section, your short sleeve polos in this section. And so I've kind of done that. And with me, I'll kind of group the same colors together and like the same kinds of like the short sleeves are kind of next to each other, the long sleeves. I didn't necessarily set out, but that's kind of how it ended
up. How it wound up being that way.
So like, this system right here is just, that is gold.
That's next level. That is next level.
That is next level goals.
I will say that between my wife and I am the more organized when it comes to closet than she is. Mm-hmm. I feel like two people will find each other, fall in love, and get married, and one of them will be a, hey, let's just cram everything into drawers. No rhyme or reason. There'll be shorts in one, underwear in one, and then in another one, shirts, and then other types of shirt. They'll just be in all other different types of places.
How do you find things like that, though?
Right. Well, she has a system, and it works, I guess. So,
okay.
The only thing that I do is I just keep like my running stuff separate.
Yeah.
But everything else, but not by color. My roommate, one of my great friends who I roomed with for a long time, he did do that too. He had by color, like almost like a color palette going from dark blues to greens to, you know,
wow.
And it would, you know, you could see it in his closet.
That makes my heart so happy.
Yeah.
Each couple, I think they bring different strengths to the relationship.
Yeah.
Your strength is being more organized with your clothes and her, but she might be a little better than you in other areas of the household chores.
Well, I mean, she's a lot better than me in a lot of areas of the household chores.
Like, for instance, I'm not a big cook, but I clean after every meal.
Okay. See, there you go.
So we balance.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
So anyways, thank you to the tattooed Mexican. Yes, that is a quirk that we are all kind of in awe about.
I mean, it is just, if you could just send pictures of your closet, that would be amazing.
Kelly wants pictures of everything. Dude, like, she literally wants pictures of everything.
I do.
Like, back up anything you say with a picture. I want to see it all.
Research purposes.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, hey, if you missed anything else from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. By the way, Stephanie rolls in via text and says, I feel like you're setting the bar segment where you were talking about gallons of urine needs to be slowed down.
Oh, yes.
Maybe that's something that we can.
Segment. Yes,
maybe
yes.
That's something that we can do. Yeah. Anyways, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
That is it. Oh, by the way, Ed Sheeran kind of did something really cool in Ipswich, Massachusetts, sister city to his hometown in England.
Yeah, he's releasing new music this week, so that's why he's kind of like all over the place.
On Friday, and so they did a little pop-up pub, like a fake pub there, and invited fans. You could get an invitation by like submitting videos and pics, or just be in the right place at the right time, because he's walking by with news crews and stuff, and he's like, hey, you guys want to come over here? And
nice.
Ask some kid if he could, like, hey, can I sing on your truck? And he's like, yep.
That's
so
cool.
It's really cool moment. See those videos at WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.